mija.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show in late night for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. Shmay, man, Jason. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday night when you could be doing anything else like watching the NBA playoffs. But the NBA is boring because women's sports is better now. You know, just it is what it is. Let's get over to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Sucky here, super excited to be here. So look, tonight we're going to do a Dexter Does It. Now people are like, finally, what are you going to do? You haven't promoted it on social media. That is because it is an alcoholic drink. Tonight I'm taking it back to college and I'm going to try an Incredible Hulk. That's at the
11 o'clock at night.
Hennessy blend. So we'll see how that turns out for me. I've never done it before.
In the morning.
Like, that don't seem like a good mix, but tonight we're going to do it.
You're gonna be up to
I had no idea what that was when you said you were doing that. An Incredible Hulk. I've never heard of that.
Because you're a saint. That's why.
Ty to God, how are
you? Normal people don't do this.
I'm doing quite well. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm gonna try to pick up my energy a little bit. We had a long day, but we're ready. We're here.
Absolutely. Will is not with us today, but he will be back next week. Ty, he won't be back next week.
Okay. 3 weeks from now.
Oh, okay. 3 weeks from now. Thanks for that. 3 weeks from now, you'll see William. He's fine, right, Ty?
His job swinging on the poles got a little rough.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to him, and we wish him the absolute best. With that being said, let's move to politics.
Politics is juju ass.
Dex, you okay? You fanning over there.
Why you have to say that? They can't see me.
But I can. Yo, they're sweating, y'all. And a significant development, a judge in Donald Trump's trial announced that jury selection is now complete. However, the road to a finalized jury hasn't been without its bumps. One juror expressed doubts about her ability to remain impartial, citing concerns about public identification. The second juror was dismissed over concerns about his honesty regarding past convictions, raising questions about his suitability for the trial. However, the jury has been seated now, and opening arguments began yesterday. Here's Trump at opening arguments looking sleepy. Very sleepy. Those eyes are puffed.
That's how boring that is.
The case is accusing him of election interference by inflating his net worth and his payment of $130,000 to former adult film star Stormy Daniels. But he was not sleepy after the final gavel rang for the day, and he got his chance to run his mouth about the prosecutor from another case, Miss Letitia James.
So on the Letitia James case, she's the worst attorney general in the country, by the way. On Letitia, and she keeps a lot of business out of New York, and businesses that are here are leaving, and that means jobs and a lot of revenue. Somebody's going to step in. The governor, somebody has to step in and do something.
Letitia James does not report to the governor. She's an elected official. She reports to the people. So she is a people person. Cannot be fired, or the governor cannot do anything for Trump in the Letitia James scenario. Later on that night, Trump sent this email, look at this email, y'all, to all of his supporters with the subject line, my farewell message. Tomorrow, I could be thrown in jail. I hope this isn't goodbye. And a million bullet, a million ellipses back to back to back to back to back. He tweeted this after learning that he would have a hearing on whether or not he should be held in contempt of court for violating a gag order. So today, when Trump got to court, he decided to fight for his supporters' right to protest in front of the court. Seems like he might want a scene.
That's interesting outside. For great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court, and they want to protest peacefully, we have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college. We have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down, and that's a shame.
So that's what Trump had to say about that. Before the start of Tuesday's regular trial, prosecutors said that Trump violated Judge Juan Merchan's gag order on such attacks 10 times, and he asked the judge to fine him $1,000 for each. Trump's attorney countered that Trump would be abiding by the order, prompting the judge to tell him, "You've presented nothing to back that up." And even during a break, Trump took to Truth Social to attack the judge, accusing him of violating his constitutional rights, writing, "Highly conflicted, to put it mildly. Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everyone is allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself!" Exclamation point. The judge has not yet ruled on whether or not he's going to hold Trump. He's going to, I guess, drag this out for another day. But proceedings did resume with the opening statements. And after the proceedings, Trump went outside to vent.
"I look at headlines, all good headlines, that the case is a sham. But I can't read the whole thing. I've been reading, this is like reading a novel. So I put an article in, and then somebody's name is mentioned somewhere deep in the article, and I end up in violation of a gag order. I think it's a disgrace. It's totally unconstitutional. I don't believe it's ever, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair. And they're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long. Well, he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. You can't put two sentences together. But he's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here sitting up as straight as I can all day long because, you know what, it's a very unfair situation."
Sitting up as straight as he can all day long.
Straight as I can.
As straight as I can. Dex, what did you say? You muted.
I said, because y'all called him out last time for praying. He was in there praying, and y'all like, "Oh, he's sleeping.
Who's guys?
He was praying. Mr. Trump was praying. Mr. But you know, I do have a question though. Like, the first thing that you kind of touched on was like the juror like recusing herself from the case because like people can find out who she is.
Right.
In 2024, does that not apply to all of us? Like, we have social media. Like, how are you anonymous as a juror anymore? Like, that is, like, it's impossible.
I mean, is it important, Ty, to be anonymous when you're in a jury? Do you think that?
I don't think it's important to be anonymous in a jury. I think it's important to be anonymous in this one.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to tear fire to you, honey.
And everybody knows who he is. So, like, how does this work?
It doesn't work anymore. Like, the system doesn't work anymore. We just pretend it works when you answer those little stupid questions. But really, they just do jury picking. They try to find people that they think can help win the case. That there's like a whole science to it. But it doesn't work anymore. Like, I can't go to a courtroom in a high profile case and pretend I don't know or I don't have an opinion or anything else. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that whole spiel was the novel part.
This is like reading a novel.
He's so disgusted.
And there was a lot of papers there too. Like, it seems like a lot.
This is like reading a novel.
He's so disgusted.
He don't be reading memoirs like us, y'all.
That's right. Like, not like you, Dex. We all can't be you. Correct. All right. That was Trump news for this week. Moving on to the politics. RFK Jr.'s famous family has decided not to ride the Kennedy train to another seat in the White House. They've announced that they're back in President Biden's campaign, putting a statement out through Time magazine saying they are not at all interested in supporting
the whole family.
Yes.
The whole family. The whole family.
They had a family meeting and they decided,
wow,
it ain't happening. We are not supporting him. Okay. That's what he said. All right. Moving on, because yes, the whole family, Dex. And based on this interview, I can see why.
Yeah. Oh, and you run into everybody in New York. I mean, I knew Harvey Weinstein. I knew Roger Ailes. I knew O.J. Simpson came to my house. Yeah. Bill Cosby came to my house.
Alarming.
Well, of all the people, you say you run into everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Why did you name them? And also, why didn't you stop there? Why didn't you say Hitler?
It's a big step. Do you understand, Ty, why the family's not supporting?
Whoever's running that family, we're like,
matriarchs.
Matriarchs, all matriarch, they had a matriarchs meeting, and they were like, he's got to go.
Had an all-hands matriarch meeting. Hell no. He's going to sully their name.
What a list of people.
I think they're probably
Did that voice tear you up like it did me?
Oh, I love that voice. His voice is like one of my favorite things in politics.
I didn't know everybody in New York. I mean, I knew Harvey Weinstein. I knew Roger Ailes. I knew O.J. Simpson came to my house. Bill Cosby came to my house.
Why are we all coming to your house?
That's actually the worst thing I've ever heard.
And why would you admit that in 2024 when you're running for president?
Also, like, why would you string all those people together? One of them, two of them is bad enough, but you're gonna keep going.
I don't think he takes that he's running for president seriously. None of us certainly do. It's just something to do.
It's really like secession, like when the brother tried to run for president.
Yes, it is.
It's exactly what it's like. They don't take him seriously at all. They just let him go about his business.
Just keep running.
No one supports him.
No one cares. It's like, okay.
Well, we wish him the absolute best. Trump, though, is not out on a limb by himself. He does have some support in our communities. Dex, have you heard of the Black MAGAs?
No.
Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Donald Trump, the first black president. Ever seen a black patriot? Yeah, we exist. The Democrats use my color just to stay rich. Indict my president, you might as well indict me too. Call me your Uncle Tom, but really, what Obama do? Not a damn thing, Trump was just that Chick-fil-A.
Those are the black maggots.
Trump eats his stuff up. I wish he could be out of jail so he can be in the video.
That don't work for me.
You didn't like that, Dex?
No, because when I be like pretending like I like Donald Trump, I'm not. Don't put me with them.
Don't put you with them. No. You know.
I'm the Tim Scott.
Well, I mean, those people. Trump pays those people. They're not the people.
Absolutely.
With what, food stamps?
Yeah. They're not into politics. Like, they don't give a rat's ass who's president. They're out there trying to make money. Someone gathered their group, just like that little one that hugged him, that little fake story. They put all this stuff together. So
you don't think they made shirts that Donald Trump is not racist and put them on?
Donald Trump made the shirts, or had the shirts made.
You don't think they made them? You don't think they went to the
their little people
in the background filming? They have a whole crew filming, giving out shirts. They do this everywhere they go.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they can't. So because Trump can't campaign right now because they're stopping him, they have to put out little stunts like this. This is how they're.
So we should see Little Twist coming soon, right? Or Little, what was his name? What was the one?
Little Twister or Fizz.
Now we get a lot of like flack, guys, on our YouTube page. Like when we post like clips about Donald Trump, like people like really go off on us all the time, which is weird because sometimes I'll be defending Donald Trump, but I really want to know how they feel about these people because I know y'all don't want to be associated with
these people. We'll see. Let us know in the comments.
Donald Trump, the first black president. Like, you're doing a lot.
Eric said they all look like they on work release. Absolutely on work release.
Donald Trump would get their cousins out of jail if they did this.
We wish them the absolute best. We hope they get what they need out of it, and they can grow.
Wait, can I just say something? Just real quick. A lot of people say that they want Donald Trump back into office because people like that. They say like they want Donald Trump back in office because he gave us money like during the pandemic. So realistically speaking, you're saying that you would want us to go through another pandemic again so that whoever's the president can give us relief, like COVID relief money. That's what you want.
They act like that was Trump's idea.
But I mean, regardless, it doesn't matter whose idea it was. Like, it literally was happening.
The kindness of his heart.
Regardless, it literally was happening because we were in the middle of a pandemic. Right. Like, do you want that again?
Well, no, they just want the checks. They think Trump's
going to get the checks. Ain't going to just. Are you stupid? The checks ain't going to just come.
That's what they think, man. Just letting you know. That's how they think.
You cash these Trump checks.
Y'all irritating me. Trump checks. Don't go vote if you voting like that.
My Trump checks were light anyway.
Huh? Very.
Mine was a little light anyway. I didn't get as much as some of y'all was getting.
That's because you only had one kid. Now that this time, Ty, you might have enough. Newly appointed House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a threat seems like same story, different nigga. To remove him from his post the day after he won approval from foreign aid for foreign aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The effort is led by, you guessed it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who told Fox News that he'll be ousted unless he resigns. Big Marge had this to say.
He did this bullshit in here on the House floor, foreign war package that does nothing for America. It's unbelievable. I'm thankful that America gets to see who this man is. I'm thankful that America gets to see who the people that voted for this is, because this is the only way it's going to change. People have to see the truth.
So how the money breaks down, $95 billion in foreign aid between Israel, $26 billion Israel's going to get, Ukraine's going to get $61 billion, and Taiwan's going to get $8 billion. We're still working on everyone for the student loans, but some of us have been, you know, taken care of, like you. So be careful about what you say, but, you know.
All the way taken care of. I want my balance to say zero.
Okay. You want the $61 billion applied to your balance?
I want the balance gone.
The funding levels matched the foreign aid package passed by the Senate, which the House refused to take up initially without border security measures attached. This prompted Republican Congressman Mike Lawyer, no relation to Jerry the King Lawyer, to publicly blame Matt Gaetz and several quote-unquote useful idiots, I guess Marjorie's a part of that group, for the turmoil in the House. In a tense exchange, former Navy SEAL Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin reportedly called Matt Gaetz tubby. After Gaetz referred to Van Orden as a squish. Here's what each of them had to say.
You called him tubby, it sounds
like. Actually, I said kick rocks tubby, yeah. So the reason being, Matt Gaetz is a bully. Chip Roy's a bully. Bob Good's a bully. And the only way to stop a bully is to push back hard. The majority of the majority, the vast majority of the majority, is sick and tired of these high school antics.
The only thing I gleaned from it is that Mr. Van Orden is not a particularly intelligent individual.
Nasty. Tubby, good insult, bad insult? What you guys think?
Tubby's a great insult.
Tubby is a good insult.
Impeccable.
Tubby is a top-tier insult.
And you did it publicly too, and then call the guy a bully as you were doing it. No, buddy, you're the bully. You call that man a bully.
He was so offended that he didn't have a good comeback that he like said he wasn't intelligent. That
he's to go to.
He didn't have a good comeback.
Yeah, but I bet you they fought though. I bet you he would win.
Oh, the Navy SEAL. I feel like Navy SEAL would win Dex over Matt Gaetz, the child molester. Yes, I feel like the alleged child molester. I feel like he would win.
I just feel like he's had a couple fights a time or two in his life. He looks like
he's been punched in the face a few times. Like it looks like.
Yeah, remember that movie Grease, the Greaser? She looks like a greaser.
Republicans, they seem like they never get over fighting each other. What's going on?
Yeah, but they don't never lay no hands though.
They never
survive off chaos. That's just how things are.
It's time to swing though. Swing them hands like you're trying to swing them votes.
Hey. Last week, we told you about how Drake was beefing with six dudes at the same time. Well, this week, he fixed his eyes on one beef in particular, and that was with Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, graphic.
You like that? Drake hit us with another Kendrick Lamar diss track called the Taylor Made Freestyle. But here's the kicker. It features AI vocals from none other than Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Check out these bars from AI, Tupac, and Snoop.
You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us it's not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
Yes, you. What the fuck you really got to do? You passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right?
Widespread condemnation ensued. First, though, with Snoop Dogg, who woke up the next day unsure about what had happened.
They did what? When? How? Are you sure? Y'all have a good night. And to all.
I love Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is very upset. Other people upset with it include people on Twitter. Matthew Morrison says it should be illegal to fabricate the sound of one's voice or image through AI for commercial circulation without the permission of the originator. But here we are, the extension of quote unquote sound, not actually falling under the copyright for racialized reasons. And the results, Drake. Shut up.
Go make some beats, nigga.
Another user on Drake's side, fake conversation with Pac on an album, no problem. He's talking about the last track on Kendrick Lamar's God, what was that? Good Kid, Mad City album. Deep fakes in the music videos, but voice filter to troll the person you're battling with, his idols, talking to him is a bridge too far. He clearly trolling everybody who was being dumb about AI all week. Now it's tears. Come on, man. Guys, what do you think about the whole AI situation? Is the diss valid? Is it disqualifying that he used technology in this way? I'm really interested to see what Ty thinks, because he's a neutral in this situation. Ty, what do you think?
I'm so neutral, right? Honestly, I don't like the choice, but I'm like, I don't know. At first, the Tupac one was weird because it had a very Tupac sound with a very like Drakey
flow,
and it was like ugly. It didn't right. Like if you listen to Tupac a lot, like I thought he did better with the Snoop one. The Tupac flow wasn't right, so I didn't like it. It was like it felt very awkward to me. The whole thing felt awkward, to be honest with you. That's my formal response. Is the whole thing felt very awkward, like very like a little corny, and made me not want to listen to it. I think Drake can rap without the antics. I guess there's history on why he did it, but it just, I don't know, just battle back the 50 people who are battling against you and move on. Like, you don't need the antics.
Dex, they said it was a creative choice. Do you think you didn't like it just once?
I didn't like Ty's response.
Oh, I see.
I liked it. I thought that was funny to do something like that. I like trolling, and I feel like he's trolling. Now, I will say, though, the Tupac one, I have no issue with, because it's not like Tupac can record that. But to use Snoop Dogg with Snoop Dogg...
It's still alive.
Alive.
It can smack you.
I make that point. I forgot, because I started talking around myself. I forgot that, too. I hated that.
Like, that is a bit odd. And also, like the fact that Snoop even made a video like, wait, what? Like... I think that Drake, you lost points with that, just because like you literally could have actually got Snoop Dogg. I think that maybe you should have had Kendrick rapping on the verse, dissing himself. I think that would have been kind of funny. That but not cool. Snoop Dogg.
You know what? I think that's a good idea, Dex. That would have been way better if he just would have voiced himself as Kendrick. Yeah. That would have been way better than what he tried to do.
Yeah.
That would have been such a better diss. Good job.
Why did he choose Snoop Dogg? Because they're from the same
area. And they're the ones that have the available AI modules.
Because there are like apps that I've seen before where they'd be like, turn yourself to any voice. Absolutely. And the first person on there is always Snoop Dogg. Right. Like, his voice is like easy to get.
Yeah. The real popular one. So that's probably why he did it. It's probably only $5.99. Of course, Drake can afford anything, but I'm sure he just went the laziest route possible. It sounded like he did at least. What the raps though, pretty fire. No, it was it just all consumed.
I was honestly distracted, but I would have to listen to it again.
Yeah, I think it is easy to get distracted by the AI. But his bars, his personal bars that he did, I thought they were pretty decent.
Speaking of disses, another diss this time between Quavo and Chris Brown. They are feuding with each other. I meant to hit the other button. This whole diss happened way back years ago. Ty, when you were talking about Quavo looking scared to sit next to Chris Brown at the fashion show, right? You noticed that. That's something you've actually paid attention to. I'm surprised you're...
Love Chris Brown. He can tell you anything about Chris Brown. He loves him.
Next, this is our 18th, I counted them. This is our 18th documented fight of the year, or beef of the year.
Really?
You count all of Drake's six? Yeah, separately.
I put Drake versus the world.
I know. I saw that. But yeah, I counted them all separately. So I added six. So yeah, it's 18 total beefs of 2024. Chris Brown and Quavo are going at it, and it's getting heated. If you aren't familiar with the backstory, Quavo started dating Chris's ex, Karrueche, after the two broke up. So according to Chris Brown, shortly thereafter, this happened.
What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex, ho, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit.
Top bars.
I have an opinion about this, but
okay.
Like, mind you, I'm
not, we're not like, done. But if you want, if you want to wait,
yes, bars. Why not?
Okay, yes, bars. Why not? But then he took it up another level.
R.I.P. Takeoff. He the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead. Oh shit! You tripping, Chris? Don't say that. Don't lose your head. Damn. You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas. Never knew revenge.
It's tough. That's very tough. All right, Ty, how would you rate the Chris Brown bars on a grade? If you were just to give the bars by themselves a grade, how would you
bars rate? By themselves, I think, taking all context out, I think he did a good job with the diss track. It was very old school. It wasn't like one of the subliminal ones. It was very much like naming you and knowing you and all this other stuff. So that was nice. However.
Comma.
However, if I were Quavo, whatever his name is, I wouldn't respond to that only because
he did.
But listen, like all the giants, all the people are feuding. Everyone's battling right now. Like all these different rappers, they're fighting for the top spot. Mm-hmm. And the person, like when I wake up in the morning to be included in all the fun, some R&B singer who has dance practice. Coming in to be the one that I have to battle? No. So disrespectful. Like, absolutely not. Like, send me an actual rapper. Like, not Chris Brown. Like, no, I'm not battling. I'm just not doing it. I'm not. I don't care how good Chris Brown can rap. I don't care. I'm not battling Chris Brown. I'm not. All the giants are battling right now. And none of them have beef with me. Chris Brown wants to make a song about me. Absolutely not. No.
You're not interacting with it.
Not interacting. Like, what I have to do is work on my skills and do better. Like, you're about to go into a full-on rap battle with an R&B singer. No. I'm just not doing it.
I agree.
I will say this. I think after hearing, like, Chris Brown's rap and then even hearing Quavo's too, I 100% side with J. Cole now. Please, I apologize. I hope nobody's offended by nothing that I said. I don't want no parts. I'm good. Good.
J. Cole was right.
J. Cole was using the right side of his head. Like, it's please don't involve me in this. It's too much going on. And like, these people don't stop. And then there's an expectation for you to go harder. And then you got to drag poor Sweetie into it. She's like, please leave me out of it. I'm good.
If I were Quavo, you leave me out. No, send me somebody. Like, send that. That's not your king. Send me somebody else.
Well, he did respond.
I felt bad.
He went the juggler and, you know, he tried to end Chris Brown. And this is the first part.
Little boy wanna die by some coochie. You still fucked up by Karrueche. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, your honor. Bipolar disorder, no wonder. You was the greatest nigga, you fumbled. Going outside, I'm watching you crumble. Body got Quavo out here going back and forth with a singer that turned to a junkie. Never got light skin versus brown skin. Nigga finna divide the country. Nigga.
Called him a junkie.
Turned into a junkie, and it's crazy too because all those other things he said, that was the only line that stood out to me. A singer that turned into a junkie, and I think it stood out to me because
it's true.
Well, you said no, me.
You all think that, even though I know Chris Brown's not a junkie.
Okay. This is more from Quavo.
Who gassed you up to put that out? Yeah, that was shitty, nigga. I can take a model bitch and make a sweetie, nigga. Bitch. Crackhead Michael Jackson, bitch, you better beat it, nigga.
Crackhead Michael Jackson.
And that line right there, that crackhead Michael Jackson line, is what would have brought me to your house. That I'm gonna take you out because
he would have had to see you about that.
You can't. You gotta see me. You can't talk about me like, because you know everybody wants to be compared to Michael Jackson, right? But you don't want to be compared to a crackhead version of Michael Jackson.
Not at all. Unacceptable. Absolutely. Would
have brought me to your house.
Yeah.
The first thing I know, like an actual fight, Chris Brown probably wouldn't win.
He's well, you know, they got that strength.
He's a gang now, so you know, he's,
you know, in Chris Brown's rap, he said that, like, he actually said he's a blood. He said, I'm dripped in red, or something like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, Chris Breezy, I'm dripped in red. You know,
I'd have been in jail.
Chris Brown, you know, he out here. Shout out to him.
It's really hard. I mean, I get it, like, you know, you're cool and everything, but like, no, like, you have dance practice at 5. I'm not about to battle you.
What do you got? Rehearsal. Yeah.
Mr. Boom Cat.
Right. You have like a gay choreographer like this helping you. I'm not battling you. That's just, I'm not doing it.
You count 8 counts. I'm counting 8 grams.
Eric ain't like it. He said he need Offset to help him with the bars. That was trash.
I actually didn't mind that.
I liked Quavo's. Well, he did have Take Off on the chorus. I didn't want to play the whole song, but the chorus is good. It's a decent song. It's better than Chris Brown. Chris Brown just
went a little harder though. Like, yeah. I believe Chris Brown's
energy
claim.
Was a certain, a certain.
Because he had that anger. He had that real anger in his. The other one was like very chill.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Brown hates him.
I'm sure generated anger with that sort of enhancement. But we wish Chris Brown the absolute best, as we do everybody around here. Wendy Williams' legal guardian has filed new court documents demanding that Kevin Hunter pays back $100,000 in alimony. Remember we talked about this a couple of months ago, that Kevin was actually looking to get more money from Wendy? Well, turns out they looked in them books and they found out that he was overpaid in the divorce settlement. So he has to actually pay back $112,000. You think he got it?
He ain't got it and she ain't getting it.
He should have shut up. He should have shut up. He got them looking through the books now. So now he's going to have to
get that from the estate once he's dearly departed.
So it doesn't look like Kevin is getting anything from Wendy Williams. So all's well that ends well in that story.
Yeah, but if he does give her estate back, give her back the money, like, who's going to be spending it? Because it's not going to be her.
It'll go back in the fund. And, you know, it'll be
for Uber Eats for her son.
For Wendy's needs moving forward.
For Uber Eats for her son.
Bryce, what was his name? Kevin Jr.
Kevin Jr. Wait, did you see that video of Kevin Senior? Like, he went off on women. He was like, "Women are bitter, and they need to leave me alone, or whatever. I need to get my money." Did y'all see that?
No, I don't follow Kevin Hunter outside of what I see pop up on the news stream, on the news wire. Okay, if it don't involve money or Wendy Williams, I'm not paying attention to Kevin Hunter. Half the time, I probably think he's a basketball. It's a basketball player's name.
And he looks like a thumb.
He does look like a thumb.
So
or one of them Mucinex bugs. It's time for Q&A.
I got a question.
Ty, you have to do it this week because Dexter does it, and you have nothing to present, so this can be your
fault. Why would you just tell me that before we started the show? Why would you get on here and like stick my face on camera?
I figured you'd take the hint once I paused for like 2 seconds on your face, but you did.
I mean, Dex always does it, and you paused my face like 3 times while Dex was talking throughout the show. I only thought it was an accident.
All right, Ty, go ahead.
But anyway, this is Q&A, and this is the part where you ask us questions, and we try our best to answer them. I can tell already. I'm not saying level best. I'm not living in Africa.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Just changed for a second.
Am I supposed to wait for this all to come out?
You can start reading.
You start reading. I got you. I need some serious advice on a wild situation that went down with a transportation mobility driver. Here's the deal. My mom, who uses a wheelchair, was picked up by this dude, and apparently he was disrespectful to her during the ride. She says he said that she smelled like pee. She didn't. Okay. Naturally, I wasn't having it. So the next day, I decided to confront him and ask, what the heck? He said to my mom, But before I could even get an answer, the dude straight up pepper sprayed me.
No, that's right.
Now I'm torn between two options. Do I give him a taste of his own medicine and settle this one way? Or do I take the high road and report his sorry ass to his supervisor? Seriously, need some guidance here before I do something I might regret. What would you do?
Report him to the supervisor, because if you want to smoke, you would have did it by now.
I think the first thing you need to do is make sure your mom's diapers change before she gets in. Do that first. Like, make sure her diapers change and then she's not smelling like pee when she gets in the next person's truck. Secondly, you should have been called the supervisor, because if somebody pepper sprayed me and I wanted to beat on them, I would have beat on them in that moment. And you did not.
So I probably would have peed on them and called the supervisor.
You could, yeah. Why dry your eyes out?
When you don't, you gotta go in to throw some milk in your face once you get pepper sprayed.
Yeah, if you have some milk, like, who carries milk around? Like,
you gotta run back in the house.
You gotta go all the way back to the house from the damn bus stop. You know how far bus stops be from people's house?
No, these little transportation things come to your house.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they come in, yeah.
Yeah, but
let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Your mom said he was disrespectful to her. So the next day, you marched out there like the you got
one. He said, "Hey, asshole!" He's like,
and I can guarantee you, he didn't. The driver didn't make this up. So what I want you to do is understand. Like, I've dealt with this before. Someone telling me that someone else, like, marching in and telling me that someone didn't stink. I know stink when I smell it. So I'm telling you, this person, he told you she doesn't smell good. Your job is to take better care of her. She's probably older. Take better care of her. Don't go marching up to him because he's going to pepper spray you. And he has every right to do so. I don't, like, he doesn't know you.
And also, but also, we are correct here, but let's just take a step back. Don't tell my mom she smells like pee, because what is she supposed to do about that? Don't do that either.
Well, she's supposed to make sure she don't smell
like that. Inform her caregiver.
Right. Report it.
Could you imagine? Just imagine that being me on the bus. That's
what she tried to do the right thing. Like, she's like, look, I'm going to report it because the man told me I smell like pee. So I'm going to report it to my caretaker and say, look, the man said I smell like pee, so I think you need to clean a little higher. He just irrationally upset about it.
If somebody tells you, like, if you're in a situation like this and somebody tells you you smell like pee, they probably didn't just They probably didn't just say it one time. He was probably on their bus the whole time. Like, oh my God, I got a little window there because you smell like pee back there, pissy back there. He was going off.
You know, he probably was going off. He should have handled it. Like, I do think the driver was wrong for saying that.
You know, the mobility trucks, like, you got to actually go down and let the window down. Like, it's not an automatic window, so you had to go back there. Go back there, reach over.
I'm not laughing at this person. I can tell you what, the person who sent this question probably knows Dex personally, and Dex is about to get beat up.
The pepper sprayed you because he had to go over there and stretch his arm around just thinking.
He pepper sprayed you because he was so pissed that your mom stuck up the truck. He had to go home and watch his clothes.
I know that seat was wet too.
All right, y'all, we're moving. Send us your questions, please. Unless you're
this the absolute best.
I'm so sorry if we wildly offended you. I do think the driver was wrong. I'll try to give you real advice for saying that about your mom, but you should double check to make sure she's okay. I don't think you should have approached him the way you did, because he has a right to defend himself.
Guess you learned that day.
Eric says beat his ass and then throw your mama's pee on him. Get him.
Okay.
Are you going to collect?
You know what's funny about Q&A is that the last 3 years or so, I think we've given the worst advice possible. Like, I think we actually used to get good advice back then. Huh?
Not this time. We told them not to get beat up again.
Right. Call the authorities. You don't got it.
You imagine being like seething to go handle an issue and you get pepper sprayed. Like, you're shut down completely. Like, you can't do anything. Yes. So, like, scream and you're like writhing in agony. It's like hilarious.
And you got beat up for somebody else. I guarantee you this person went in the house and told their mom, like, go take a bath. This is your fault.
So press record and let you feel me.
Dex can't stop laughing.
I needed that laugh. Oh my God, I needed that.
Best question of the year so far.
Absolutely. Put it in the award.
All right, category, special sounds. Special sounds. Which clip moves on? All right, first sound is described as a what? Here we go.
All right, welcome back. Okay, so your total for your brake repair, your brake flush, and you're cleaning out your entire system, you're looking at 1,000. I'm sorry.
You got to be crazy.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We have payment option plans available
for you. That is too dang much. Okay. Ooh, don't make me cuss.
Okay,
don't.
Ma'am.
So, no.
Do you remember when we went over it in the beginning? And you signed?
I said $150.
No, so that's...
Yes, it did.
That's just parts.
So, what parts?
The brake pads.
You got to be crazy.
No, so we have payment plans. Do you have your ID?
Payment? I got payment plan for y'all.
She was stressed. I've been there before, though.
They be trying you.
Yeah, I've been there before. They was dead ass about the price. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was a joke.
It wasn't no price. Did you scream what?
In my head, I did. I'm like, I was concerned. You don't want people to think that you don't got no money, but at the same time, though, it's like, I'm not getting all that done.
Right. So what I got to do? What I got to do?
I believe I'm not getting all that.
You ain't getting I'm not getting all that. Because the fact of the matter is, I drove it up in here, and I'm going to drive it out of here.
You told him to get back out. Whatever repairs they made to undo it.
I thought you do it. You got to wait.
All right, this next one's called LOL. Look like tourists were not at all expecting the noise in New Orleans.
Oh, I see what this is.
What is it?
Magus being Magus.
Yep. They say, what is this noise?
Why not them, the other ones.
What you mean? Oh, the black Magus?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, Dex.
What y'all doing out there making that noise for? In the middle of the day, down walking down the street.
They can't make no noise?
On a Tuesday?
Going up. next one called Check Your Pacemaker.
That wasn't right.
That one in the red coat was about to fall.
You know when you see a bunch of pigeons standing around, you kick something over the air, I'll squirm away. Yeah.
Every time you play the video, I look at a different individual.
Uh-huh.
Just to see it.
Dex, what do you think they smell like?
No. Oh my God.
Alley-oop, you got it. Next up. A thud. A sickening thud, as they would say in wrestling.
It's the flash, bitch.
Come on.
It's the flash.
Now, why did you hear that?
Ouch.
She missed the poll. I don't know what happened.
It's the flash, bitch.
Come on.
It's the flash.
I just heard it that time, Tom.
That face is all smashed up. All right. So those were the four this week. Which one? What? B, life alert, which is the people revving that engine. C, LOL, or D, the thud.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with life alert. But I also enjoy what?
You going what, Dex?
I'm going to go with what, yeah.
This is hard now. I
play it again to remind him.
Okay. Which one, what?
Yes.
All right, welcome back. Okay. So your total for your brake repair, your brake flush, and you're cleaning out your entire system, you're looking at 1,000. I'm sorry, ma'am. We have payment option plans available for you.
Ah! Ah, that is too dang much.
Okay.
Ooh, don't make me cuss.
Okay,
don't.
Ma'am.
So you think of what?
All right, like that was actually, I can live with that one.
Okay. Let's do what? I think we'll play the clip from Life Alert in the Pro Talk Awards, but it'll be in a funny moment. All right. So we'll go with what? All right, Dex, are you ready?
Oh, of course.
Guys, it's the return of a very special segment.
After 6 weeks, the return.
Whatever. I got it this week too.
The return of Dexter Does It.
And here we go.
Dexter does it, yeah, you know I'm the man. Trying out the favors, sticking with the plan. Gonna take you on a journey, show you how it's done. Dexter's in the house, let's have some fun.
All right, Dex.
No, absolutely not. I've never had that. Even all for Dexter. No.
I know y'all mad at the intro. So this week on Dexter Does It, we're going to try a classic that I've actually never tried before, but a lot of people have. It is called An Incredible Hulk. Hypnotic and Hennessy. All right, so we're going to try this, and they say you do equal parts Hypnotic and Hennessy. By the way, I've never drank Hennessy in my life, and I thought it was like bottle.
You never drank Dex. How are we friends if you've never drank Hennessy?
Never drank Hypnotic.
Oh, Hypnotic.
Never drank Hypnotic.
You mean that you never drank Hypnotic?
And I was like, oh, I just need a little bit of
it. Put your washer fluid.
Oh, Dex, you're going to be up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're not going to be up. You're going to be up laid up in the hospital until 3 o'clock in the morning.
And the Hypnotic was $28.
All right. Let me advise you on my Hennessy. Hold up. You said you never drank Hennessy before, but what happened to the rest of it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I never did Hypnotic before.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, hold on. All right. Let me advise you on how much Hennessy to put in.
You barely got any Hennessy. You left. You've been doing a lot of drinking lately. All right.
I have another bottle. Tell me when it's out.
Oh, I bet.
Okay. That's too much.
I made it green. So
it froze. I couldn't see you for 2 seconds. Like, it stopped. I meant to stop you earlier.
What color is that?
It's like a little greenish color. Oh, you can't see it on the screen, but it's a greenish color.
You would think to do a green drink for the brain.
What's it taste like? Are you guzzling it?
He about to be effed up. We should have had you do this at the beginning of the show so we could see how this panned out for the remainder of the show. Yeah. Oh, now you're just about to go to bed and have a hangover.
So it's...
Does it taste like Mountain Dew?
It does taste like Mountain Dew. It's not.
No, I've had one of those before. They're disgusting.
It's not good.
Not at all.
But I do think you had a side of wings, you'd be all right. If you had a side of wings, you'd be all right.
So you had straight Hypnotic and then some Hennessy. Okay.
All right, Dex, that's fine.
Drink it like you can. So.
I mean, I can't waste it. I gotta drink
it. You gotta drink it.
You gonna drink that whole cup?
Yeah, it's gonna try.
Yeah, I really wish y'all could see the cup too. It's annoying that y'all can't
see. We can see the liquid. I mean, if the drink is green, Dex, it's just gonna be a green screen.
That was a stupid moment.
Really? This has been another edition of Dexter Does It.
Another film.
I see something on the internet that you think I should try over here for Dexter Does It. Let me know. I'm willing to do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of Dexter Does It.
You held that napkin behind it. Like, what did you?
I'm just gonna leave it to see.
Don't advertise anything, Dex. Have some.
Oh man,
have some dignity. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in and commenting and let us know that you are enjoying the show. If you haven't yet, share the show wherever you're at, either on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Let people know that you're watching so that they can watch as well. We really appreciate you guys taking the time out on a Tuesday night to stay up late with the boys. Do you guys have any announcements for the general public?
I saw we were doing a Twitter Spaces or Twitter chat room or whatever. We were live on Twitter the entire time, and there's a lot of people in that space, and I think it's a lot of people that we may not know. So like, guys, definitely, like, yes, you're already following the page, but like you said, like, share. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please let us know what you think.
Okay, yeah, I wish those comments would come up on the feed, but
Probably not, though. It's Twitter, so I know, tell them what they say.
Like, subscribe, share it. We'll see Bill, you said, in 3 weeks, Ty?
Yeah, maybe four.
BroTalkLive.com for everything Bro Talk, and hit us up on our various channels. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live, and we will see you guys next week. We out.